Welcome to the Torati Mechanach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chanelea Rappaport, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Chapter 17. We left the last Perek right in the middle of the revolt of Avshalom. David has run away from Yerushalayim. Avshalom is there. He has just followed Achitophel's terrible plan to take his father's Pilakshim. And this is where we are. Avshalom's primary intention was to remain king in Hebron during his father's lifetime, so that when his father would die, he would be the natural one to take over. He wanted to put himself in the position of being the next king. It was never his intention to kill David or to have a full-scale revolution. However, Achitophel had different plans. Achitophel wanted to act now while the Midas Hadin is against David, while he feels like David is in a bad position. So in Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Achitophel el Avshalom. Achitophel says to Avshalom, Efcharana shneimasar elef ish, let me choose 12,000 men, va'akuma ve'erdefa achrei David halayla, and let me chase after David tonight. Night doesn't just mean a physical time of night, but night means that David is in a dark place and a dark time, and this is the time to act. He's choosing 12,000 symbolically, 1,000 from each Shevet, showing that the whole Jewish nation is against David. He suggested to kill David himself and to do it quickly, because he knew that if he would wait, or if Avshalom would take David captive and not kill him, then David could daven, and he knew well the power of the tefillah, of the prayers of David, and how David could daven and do tshuva and turn everything upside down. Achitophel had so much hatred that he was willing to do all the work himself without Avshalom's involvement at all. In Pasuk Beis, he says, I'm going to come to him now because v'hu yagea urafei yadayim. He is tired, he is weary, he is weak, and I will hit the king, es hamelech levadai. Let me kill the king himself. He doesn't even give him a name, as if he was just any king, not Avshalom's father. The Malbim says, I'll run after him right away, so I'll get him when he's tired and hasn't had time to pull things together. The nation will run, meaning I'm going to come with 12,000 people, and everyone else is going to escape and run away, and only David is going to be killed. I'm not going to kill any of his people. And so nobody's going to be angry at me, and nobody's going to be angry at you, because a son shouldn't kill his father, but it's only going to be me. And what he is telling Avshalom is that if you continue with this revolt, there's going to turn into a full civil war, and many people are going to die. It will be hard to convince people to join Avshalom's side if there's a lot of death and there's a lot of chaos. But if it's only David who dies, and if it's Achitophel who kills him, then even if people are upset at the end, when everybody comes back, he says in Pasuk Gimel, Kol ha'am yiyeh shalom. I'm going to bring you peace. And people are going to be so happy that there is peace. And no one's going to be upset at you because you're not the one who did it. I'm the one that did it. So they'll forgive me and you'll be the king. He's trying to rationalize the killing of David. He says that as long as David is alive, there will be civil war. There will be those on his side and those on your side. Many people who will be killed, because there will be people who want you and the people who want David. So really, David should be killed. It's even a mitzvah to kill him. You can twist anything. You can justify anything with this type of convoluted thinking. Why did Achitophel hate David so much is definitely a topic that's worthwhile going into if we had time to do it. But just in short, Achitophel and another person who had persecuted David, whose name was Doeg, who we met in Shmuel Aleph, these are two huge Talmidei Chachamim. That means they were very learned individuals who do not have a portion in the world to come. It says every Jew has a portion in the world to come, but there are very few, so few that we count them, who have no portion in the world to come. They are compared to a building, a beautiful building, full of straw. No one knows what's inside this building until some straw begins to come out and pokes through the holes, and then everyone knew what was inside. They were very learned, but the Torah remained outer clothing for them. Inside, they still were what they were, and the Torah never penetrated to make them better. It's like taking paint and covering mold. Ultimately, the mold will come out. It may look good for a while, but it always comes out some way or another. And this is Achitophel. In Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Vayishar hadavar be'enei Avshalom uve'enei kol zeknei Yisrael. This is not a vayitav. It wasn't something that was good for Avshalom, but vayishar. Yashar means straight. That means logically, this made sense in the eyes of Avshalom and in the eyes of all the ziknei Yisrael, the leaders. The zekenim means the elders of Klal Yisrael. Who were these elders? Rashi uses a derogatory word. He says they were not real zekenim, but they were the ones who were appointed now. They were Avshalom's zekenim. However, the Ralbag says that they were indeed worthy zekenim. And everyone at his time agreed with Achitofel that this was a just punishment for Batsheva. They looked at it as, this is the Ratzon Hashem, this is the desire of Hashem, that David have to be punished now. And they were really going along with it. Again, it just gives us a bit of a picture of how profound the suffering of David must have been, that the leaders of the nation, even the leaders of the nation, were going against him. In Pasuk Hey, Avshalom does not easily accept this idea of Achitofel. It's hard for him to kill his father, and perhaps he doesn't trust Achitofel so much because of the idea that Achitofel gave him in the last parak. And so he calls for Hushai Ha'arki. Hushai Ha'arki, if we remember, was a friend of David who had come to David to offer his help, and David said, you go to Achitofel, you act for me there. He embedded him as a spy. And Achitofel and Avshalom did not suspect Hushai of being a spy, and therefore he calls for Hushai, and he says, Hushai, you give me your opinion. And in Pasuk Zayin, verse 7, Hushai says to Avshalom, Loi toiva ha'itza asher ya'at Achitofel b'pam hazois. This time Achitofel is wrong. Now the truth is, this time, if the goal was to get rid of David, actually Achitofel had a very good idea. And had Avshalom listened to it, it's possible that he would have been successful. But he says it carefully, Loi toiva ha'itza. It's a good idea if the end goal is to get rid of David, but it's a terrible idea because you should not be getting rid of David. It would be a terrible thing for you to do. Hashem has already promised David that Shlomo HaMelech is going to be king. Nothing is going to change it. He says it carefully. He says that this plan, Bepam Hazois, this time his plan is not good, because everyone knows, as we learned in last parak, that Achitofel's plans, Achitofel's ideas were always bang on. They were always perfect. But he's saying this time it would be a mistake to listen to him. And in Pasuk Ches, Hushai gives his idea. And he says, you know that your father and his people, they are strong, and they are also morei nefesh. Right now, they are bitter. They are like a doiv shakul basada. A doiv shakul is a bear who has lost his child. And a bear who has lost his child doesn't care if he gets killed. He will fight to the death. Meaning, Achitofel and Hushai have two different ways of looking at David. Achitofel says David is weak, he is desperate, he doesn't have any strength now. And Hushai says, yes, he is defeated, but when a person is defeated, he can either become broken and weak, or he could become like a bereaved bear. And if you're in the way of a bereaved bear, get out of the way, because he will do anything, and he could do anything. He is out there in the field. It's not like in a city where you can set a trap. Anything can happen. He says in Pasuk Tes, in verse 9, he says, you know your father. He's hiding in a cave or in a desert somewhere, like he did when he was running away from Shaul. And even when it was so clear that Shaul was stronger, he never got caught. And he's not going to get caught now. Pasuk Yud, he is so strong. Everyone is scared of him. He says, I have a better plan for you. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, he comes up with a plan. He says, gather everyone together. Everyone should get together, and what you should do is you should anoint yourself, Avshalom, as king. The main difference between the plans was Achitofel's plan was that he should kill David, but Hushai was coming from a totally different direction. Hushai said, this whole fight is not that David should die, it's that Avshalom should be king. The whole nation loves Avshalom, and this is their desire, to make him king. So if the point of this war is not to kill David, but to anoint Avshalom, it's possible that on the way we'll have to get rid of David, and that will be a byproduct of the war. That's not the main point. Therefore, Avshalom, you go in the head of the battle, and let all the Jews go with you. Kachol asher al hayam larav. Narav, they should be as many as the sand of the sea. And if they do succeed in anointing him, that David and his people will either have to accept it, or they will be considered rebels, mardim b'malchus. And then he's going to have to die. But the goal of your war is not to kill David. And of course, this route is much more attractive to Avshalom because he is ambivalent about killing his father. And he uses very soft language in Pasuk Yud Beis, in verse 12. He says, V'nachnu alav kasher yipol hatal al ha'adama. We will camp on him, v'nachnu alav, we will camp on him, like the dew falls on the land. Meaning it makes it sound so easy. It's just something that just happens and leaves unspoken what will happen to David. But the idea is they'll just fall away. They will disappear. You won't have to worry about them. And in Pasuk Yud Gimel 13, he says, and even if he goes to a city, we'll get him out of there. V'sachavnu esay at hanachal. We will pull him to the river. It just, again, many different commentaries just explaining what this pasuk means. But basically it means, will be so many people that we can just, like, by the force of our numbers, we will just pull them away and they will disappear. And in Pasuk 14, we see that Avshalom, Yudalit, Avshalom accepts the Eitzah, the idea of Chushai Ha'arki. Vayemar Avshalom v'chol ish Yisrael, Avshalom and all of the Jews say, Toiva atas chushaya arki me'atas achitofel. The idea of chushaya arki is better than the idea of achitofel. And then we get some commentary from the Navi. V'Hashem tziva lahaferes atas achitofel ha'toiva. That Hashem was the one who commanded, meaning he's the one that made it, that Avshalom was going to disregard the atas achitofel ha'toiva. It was really a good idea. Why? Leva'avor havi Hashem el Avshalom esara. Because it was time for Hashem to bring on Avshalom the bad. Meaning this was Achitofel's idea, really. If Avshalom's wanted to become the king, he should have gone Achitofel's way. But Hashem isn't going to let it go. Hashem isn't going to let it pass. And he's going to take Avshalom and turn Avshalom to take Chushai Ha'arki's idea. Achitofel knew the way the Yetzirah works. He knows that if you give anyone time to think, if you give the head time to say, what's going on here? Why am I doing this? Then likely you won't. And he knew that right now there's a frenzy of activity and this was the right time to use this koch, this power of evil to get rid of David. And Chushai Ha'arki says, no, we're going to do things slowly, and we're going to do things calmly. And he knew, so he created a plan that there should be time for people to realize what they were doing, that this was a terrible thing to David, to choose a Russia of a king who wants to kill his own father. Hushai knows his plan is accepted, but he is still scared that perhaps Achitofel is going to have more power and he's going to convince David, he's going to convince Avshalom to change his mind. So he sends Tzadok and Avyasar the Kohanim. He says, this is what Achitofel told Avshalom and the Ziknei Yisrael, and this is what I told Avshalom to do. And I just want David to know both plans. So he's going to send a message. He's going to send an urgent message. Don't sleep where you are in Arvas Hamidbar. Get across the Yarden. Yohainasan and Achimaatz were the Kohanim. They were waiting in a place called Ein Ragel, waiting to get news. And a Shivcha, a maid, came and told them the news, either just as gossip from the palace, or she was a person that was being used as a spy between Chushai Ha'arki and Yohainasan and Achimaatz. It's unclear what her role was. And they get the message. And they're going to go to tell David, but something happens in Pasuk Yerches, verse 18, Vayar oisam na'ar vayagid la'avshalom. A na'ar, a boy, noticed them, and he came and he told Avshalom that these two Kohanim, Yohanan and Achimaatz, who are on David's side, are around, and they're hearing things. This na'ar, this boy that got this information doesn't seem to be a special guard. It just goes to show us that the regular people were on the side of Avshalom or on the lookout for any suspicious activity. And they went and they told Avshalom. So quickly, Yehonasan and Achima'at quickly run to, it says, to a man from Bachurim who had a well in his property. And they come to this man in Bachurim to save them. The Yalkut Shimoni says something very interesting. They said that this house was actually the house of Shimi ben Gera, who was also called the man from Bachurim. And it was the wife of Shimi who saves them. Fascinating, because in the last parak it was Shimi ben Gera who came out to curse David. But it seems like they needed this extra schus, this extra merit. We said that Mordechai and Esther are going to come out of Shimi. So it's this woman who has the merit of saving them. Now, wouldn't they be scared to go into the home of somebody who cursed David? It seems that despite Shimi's curse, they probably felt the safest amongst Shaul's people. These people weren't interested in the revolt. They didn't want David, they didn't want Avshalom. If they wanted anyone, they probably wanted someone from their own tribe to take over, not Avshalom, so they wouldn't be on Avshalom's side. And this woman puts them in this well, and she covers them over with stalks. The servants of Avshalom come, and they say, "Do you know where these Kohanim are? Do you know what happened to them?" And she manages to deceive them. They go back to Yerushalayim, the guards who are looking for them, and Yehonasan and Achima'at come out, and they go to David. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21, they tell him to cross the Yarden, get out of the area, which they do. We don't know exactly, we don't have a clear timeline of events, of exactly when everything happened. We do know that the revolution, the whole entire events of this revolution unfold over a period of 6 months. While this is happening, Achitofel has an epiphany. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23. A lot happening in this parak. V'Achitofel ra'a. When Achitofel sees, ki lo ne'esesa atzasai, that his idea was not accepted. V'yachavosh as ha'chamar. He saddles his donkey. V'yakom, he gets up. V'yelech al-beisai el-irai. He goes to his home, to his house. V'yitzav es-beisai. He gives his last words, his will and testimony to his family. V'yechanak, and he strangles himself. V'yomas, and he dies. V'yikavar b'kever aviv. And he is buried in the grave of his father. Achitofel had his moments of clarity. He realized that his suggestion, his good suggestion, wasn't accepted. And therefore he understood that this must be the will of Hashem, that his very good suggestion shouldn't be accepted. And he realized that David was going to win. And therefore he realized that he had made a big mistake. There's no such thing as appointing a king without a Navi. And that the suggestion he had given to Avshalom with the Pilakshim was a terrible one, and he would never be able to get forgiveness. If David won, he would certainly be in a bad position, and David would kill him as a rebel. And even if Avshalom won, when things would calm down, he would certainly be looked at in a bad way. And so he decides to take a way out, and he kills himself. Perhaps he was trying to save his property, because as a Marid B'Malchus, as a rebel, his property would go to David, and that's why it's preceded by Vayitzav Espesai, that he gives a will to his family. There's something still to pass on. Or perhaps he was trying to be mitchaper on himself. He was trying to do his own tshuva and to perform the Misas Beistin, the type of death that he would get in Beistin, for being a rebel on himself. It's, again, a lot deeper and a lot more complicated than we have time to talk about. But here we see that he wanted to avoid the embarrassment of being killed by David. But what does he have instead? We all know this for the rest of the generations, what he did. And he loses his Olam Haba as well. We know, again, that Achitofel, for what he did to David and his terrible suggestion to Avshalom, is not going to have any Olam Haba. The great challenge of someone who is a brilliant, powerful leader with exceptional qualities, will he use all the talents for the right reason or not? It's what's going inside that is important. Eliyahu Rabbah says, Achitofel ha-gilayni haya chacham. He was a wise man, v'haya ba'al Torah, and he possessed the knowledge of the whole Torah, but, u'bishvil gasus ha-ruach sh'ayabai, because he had gasus haruach. He believed too much in his own dogma. He believed too much in his own personality cult that he had built around himself. Ne'akar min ha'olam hazeh u'min ha'olam haba. He loses his portion both in this world and in the next world. A tragic death. Pasuk Chaf Dalet 24. V'David ba mechan yoma and Avshalom Avar Es HaYarden, we're going to have a meeting here. Hu v'chol ish Yisrael imai. So David is coming from where he's coming from, and Avshalom is crossing the Yarden. He is coming with all of the Jews. And in Pasuk Kaf Hei, we will meet Amasa, who is a first cousin of Yoav and a nephew of David. He is the general of Avshalom's army. His mother was a sister to Yoav's mother, Tzruya, and to David, meaning that Yishai had sons. We know about his sons from Shmuel Aleph. He also had two daughters who we know about. One of them was the mother of Amasa, and one of them was the mother of Yoav ben Tzruya. It's interesting that when his mother is given a name, she's called Avigail bas Nochash. Now, we know it's Yishai, but he's called Nochash to tell us that he is a person who died just because of the snake, meaning that because we ate from the Eitz Hada'as in Gan Eden, because the snake made us, so it was decreed that people have to die. Yishai had no chet, he had no aver, he had no sins, there was no reason for him to die except that he was a person. He is one of very few people of whom this is said. Why is he called Nachash here? Perhaps because this is the first time we see him after his death, but also maybe to cover up the fact that it's his grandson who is going to be fighting against David, his son. And in Pasuk Chof Zayin, to finish up the parak, three people come to bring food and other things to David and his men, all very reassuring to David, the people who bring him the food. Shovi ben Nachash, Macher ben Amiel, and Barzilai HaGiladi. Again, we don't have time to go into each one, but there's a specific reason why they would naturally not be on David's side, and the fact that they came was very reassuring. And there's a whole list of things that they bring. Couches and beds, which he doesn't really need couches and beds, but couches and basins and earthwares and wheat and barley and flour and parched grain and beans and lentils and honey and curds and sheep and cheese to tell David. Yiru Hashem Kedoshav ki ein machsor l'reyav. This is a time of ratzon for David now, and ein machsor l'reyav, those who fear God. At the end of the day, there are struggles and there are difficult times, but at the end of the day, Hashem is showing him, things are turning to your side and you will have what you need. You will have far, far more than you do need. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui nishmot imahotenu hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer, Allah HaShalom, and Sarah Shankar, Allah HaShalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.